Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You've heard how I said to you, I'm going away. And I'm coming again to you. If you loved me, you would what?
Rejoice.
Are they rejoicing?
No.
They are not rejoicing. Are they unhappy? Yeah. Tempted to be depressed? Why? Because Jesus is leaving. What is the core cause of this depression? They're only thinking about how this affects them. And that is the natural response. But what did he tell them? He didn't say, boys, I feel for you. I mean, it's going to be rough. I know that. You're in a mess without me. What did he say? Well, he said, you know, I'm going to send you another comforter. You're not going to be alone. I'm not going to leave you orphans without. I'm not going to leave you bereft. I'm going to send another comforter. And I've been with you. But he's not only going to be with you, he's going to be in you. You won't have to wait till I get through talking to Peter before you can talk to me. He's in you 24/7 all the time. Glory to God. You should not look back longingly wishing you could be like one of the 12. You got it better than the 12. Spirit of Jesus, not only with us, in us. Can't get any closer than that.
Right.
In us. Well, I just wish Jesus would sit down on the couch and talk to me. How about if he sits down inside you?
Right.
On the couch. That's closer.
Yeah.
He's already there.
Yeah.
But now notice what he said to actually something that's enlightening to them. And instructive. You could say a little bit corrective. What did he say? If you loved me, you'd be doing what?
Rejoice.
You reckon they got that all at once?
No.
They're upset. Jesus, you can't leave me. Jesus, where are you going? Where are you going? We're going to find you. He said, you can't go. They were sad. They're upset. He looked at them. He said, boys, if you loved me, you'd be rejoicing. Why? Keep reading. Because I said, I'm going to the Father. And my Father is greater than I. If you loved me, you'd be rejoicing. Oh, are y'all with me on this? This is so exciting. What would that mean? Think about all them sitting there, upset, disturbed, tempted to be depressed, and they heard this and they went, if they had done this, they said, you're right. You are right. Lord, I do love you, and I am so glad for you. What would that be being? Strong. Right? That is being strong. How would that affect your feelings? How would that come up through you? Lord, I hadn't thought about it. I'm sorry. You are right. I was just thinking about myself. And you've already told me you're going to take care of me. I am happy for you.
I do love you.
So I do care that you are about to be with the Father. Glory to God. You're going to be out of here. You ain't got to deal with this no more. I am happy. I am. Can you do that through your tears? Can you do it through your feelings? We ought to do it every time one of our loved ones goes home to be with the Lord. We ought to do it. Yeah, that doesn't mean that something's wrong with you because you cry or because you miss them for a time. But you must not just sit there and think about how this affects me.
Right.
Or else why you're not loving them.
Right.
Can you see that? If you love them,
right,
you got to rejoice. Somebody say love rejoices.
Love rejoices.
Love doesn't just quit crying. Love rejoices. Love rejoices. Come on, say it out loud. Love rejoices. Love rejoices. When you get your house, love rejoices. Love will come over and ooh and ah over every doorknob. Every cabinet door. Is that right? Love will go, ooh, look at that. That's solid wood. Mm-mm. And if you can't be bothered to do that, then you're being ignorant and foolish and self-centered. Love makes the effort to take the time to notice it and to say it. You get your car, love will go, ooh, look at that. They put chrome on that too. Look at that, how smooth that is. Race that engine again. Whew. Man, that's smooth. Can we go for a ride? I'll buy the gas. Huh? Right? And every bump you hit, go, whew, do you feel how that thing smooth that out? Look at that. It's quiet in here. Love rejoices. Love rejoices over natural things. But how much more? Over things that last forever. Spiritual things that really matter. We have reason to believe and know and understand that our people in heaven also rejoice over spiritual progress that we make on the earth. They're not so much interested in the car we got or the house or the clothes, because all that stuff is just temporary and going away. But when somebody gets saved, when somebody gets back to God, somebody gets filled with the Spirit, somebody answers the call to do what the Lord told them to do, they know about it. They know about it and they rejoice. Somebody say, where'd you get that? Well, the angels are there in the same place. And they rejoice when one comes back, right? They rejoice. Right. There's rejoicing in heaven when others spiritually benefit. Yes. When others make spiritual gain, glory. There's rejoicing in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say love.
Love.
Rejoices.
Rejoices.
Glory to God. Love rejoices. Thanks be unto God. Go to 2 Corinthians 12. I think I can close with this. We've said this repeatedly, but let's look at it another time. When you hear the commandment of love, what should you think? Joy. Fullness of joy. 2 Corinthians 12, he made this statement, and you can see it's the love of God coming through him towards these people who are trying to act like they don't know him. God used Paul to start this work. He is their father in the faith. But now they have found new and improved apostles who claim themselves to be something above and stronger than Paul, and they're really not apostles at all. But these people have allowed themselves to be deceived and are ignoring him and chasing after these people that promote themselves. And this is a statement to him that has just stuck in my heart. 2 Corinthians 12, are you there? And down in verse 14. He said, the third time I'm coming, ready to come to you, I will not be burdensome to you. I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly. Did you hear this phrase? I will what? Even though you treat me like this, I'm going to obey Jesus. And I'll lay my life down for you. Because I love you. It's hard. That's what's been taught. It's not the Bible. That's not acceptable. That's not real God kind of love. What did he say? I will what? I will what? Not just willingly. Not just gladly. Very gladly spend and be spent for you. I'll do it how? Very gladly. Real love is accompanied with real joy, accompanied with real strength. Love rejoices. Now, I got excited last night when I should say this morning, when I saw this. The plan of God. How smart he is. Did you know he's smart? Whew. This is the roughest thing we will ever go through. Right now. This life. Because after this, no sorrow. No crying. No pain. No dying. After this, that's it. This is the shortest thing we will ever do. I know it might seem long to you. It's the only thing you've ever done. But wait till the next thing. This is the shortest, roughest thing we'll do. Because we know the least right now. We got these mortal bodies to deal with. We got sin and the curse and the devil and the earth and crazy people. This is as rough as it gets for us. But listen, if you can just make it a few more days, you're out of here. There is some stuff in this life that is unpleasant. It is. But here, God knew it and he made provision for us to have the strength to come through every bit of it and get through this little short season and go on into the next. What he's really training us for. We're not to it yet. After this life, we really get into it. Glory to God. This is training. We're qualifying for it right now. What are you talking about, Brother Keith? If we obey the command, it is the key to our being triumphant and being victorious. It is the key to us overcoming the pain and the sorrow and the grief and all the stuff that you have to deal with in this life. Why? Because we are commanded to love one another as he has loved us. It's an order, not an option. Say it out loud, order. Not option.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Rejoices, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106H. That's R1106H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.